Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we believe finances shouldn't be confusing. You don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I am joined by my co-host, George Amador III. Welcome, G.
Thanks for having me.
So last week, we were talking about strategies for savings, and we're talking about how we can use life insurance to create wealth, which I am sure is messing with people's minds. Because last week, we talked about kind of like how life insurance works and that not all life insurance is the same. And we actually walked through a 10-minute of showing, okay, here's term, here's whole life, and how to build wealth in between. So today what I want to do is I want to talk about the purpose. You know, a lot of times when we think about finances, we have to look big picture. We have to talk strategy, and then we'll do the tactical. And too many times what I see is people will do tactical. Oh, I'm doing this. I'm throwing money in a 401k, or I'm doing this because I heard it's supposed to be that way. And they're not understanding the strategy that's behind it. So today, let's jump in a little bit deeper and let's talk about the purpose, ways that we can use it besides death benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really key, right? When we're talking about life insurance to create wealth, there's multiple components here. And I'm really excited today because we get to really dive into some of those details a little bit more. Next week's even more details, which I'm really excited about.
We're getting everyone warmed up.
We are. But it's really good because, again, purpose to me with this is like any financial decision. If a client's going to walk into my office and ask me or say, this is my goal, I want to get deeper into, okay, well, what is that for? Why are we doing this, right? And so life insurance is no different. Where this is not a blanket, life insurance is the best thing ever, right? But we are going to talk about specifically what are some of the things that we can do with this and why are we actually talking about this? So what is the purpose? And again, I go back to what we talked about last week. Life insurance, permanent life insurance, particularly today, whole life insurance, is not just an exchange of your money for life insurance company money. Right? We're not just paying a premium for a death benefit. That is a component.
Right.
But more importantly, what we're doing is we're building our green tank.
Exactly.
And so this is really key. The cash value that you get to build inside of your life insurance. Remember last week, we talked about people look at the minimum of just that exchange of money. We want to get people thinking, okay, it's really more about the maximum. It's about how do I create that wealth? And so now what we're going to do is we're going to really look into what is that wealth creator in our life insurance policy, and it's called cash value. Right, so we're going to talk about how we get to more of those minimums, and it really comes from a place of knowing, okay, I have a set goal. I know that I have my retirement happening. I know my yellow tank is working good. I know I have money in a green tank at a bank. But now this is how, George, do I create that wealth?
Right.
And the answer a lot of times is, well, have we looked at this yet? Have we exhausted this option to make sure that you're going to be able to create that wealth via cash value in your whole life policy?
Right. Now, I want to speak to that, and I want to make sure I back up because I know we're at the beginning of our program here. Just want to remind everyone how we view three parts of a financial plan. We have the savings, which is our green tank. It's green because you can go. It's a safe environment. We have the yellow tank, which we know will be volatile. That's investments. We sleep good at night because we have our green tank in place so our yellow tank can grow. And then we wrap it with protection so that someone can't take it from us or if something happens in life. But I specifically wanted to point that out, G, because a lot of times people will hear a financial advisor talk, and if they talk about life insurance, then all of a sudden they're labeled that that's all that they do.
Yeah.
And yet when it comes to financial planning, G, there's so much. Life insurance is just one component. We are focusing last week and then the next few weeks on it because as we're looking at this environment, we're looking at the market going up, down, sideways, and everything that's happening. And as we get closer to the election, I believe it's going to get even more volatile. It's so important now more than ever that individuals say, oh, wait a minute, the green tank's part of my financial plan. So I just wanted to make sure I clarified on that, that we're not just life insurance, that's part of the picture.
Totally, absolutely. And to be completely honest, I don't even classify myself as a life insurance salesman. I really don't.
I don't either.
Because at the end of the day, I am not here. You're not coming to meet with me to buy life insurance. You're
right.
That's not the purpose of my job. I'm not employed by a life insurance company to just sell. I'm a certified financial planner. I do financial planning first and foremost. But I do understand as a CFP the benefits of how life insurance can be a portion of your plan.
Right.
And that's exactly what it is. So even though we highlight it and we're talking about it in this Strategies for Savings series, well, that's because it's a really good strategy for savings.
Oh, yeah.
And as a CFP, I have confidence to say, listen, this is an area that we can look at for you mm-hmm. to create wealth and have that accessible money.
Right. And I just want to just toot our horns. I was going to toot yours, and I realized I have the same designation, so we'll do both. But I just do want to do a shout out, because just the other day I had someone come into my office and they asked if we were a fiduciary, and they asked if we were a certified financial planner. And those require that we look at more than just one investment vehicle, one savings vehicle. It causes us to look at the big picture. Yeah. I just think this is a phenomenal piece of the picture.
Totally.
So with that being said, so when we talk about purpose, let's kind of go back into that. Yes, we know that life insurance deals with death benefit. We kind of, that's, you know, one and done. That's already done.
Yeah.
So now, though, we need to begin to look at the fact that it can create income for us. It can help us with major capital purchases, mm-hmm. which to me, a major capital purchase is anything that I want to buy that I can't buy out of my 1 month income stream. Mm-hmm. If it takes me 2 months to buy it, then that's a major capital purchase. So a car would mm-hmm. be a major capital purchase, different items like that. And life insurance can help us be more efficient in the way that we purchase those. It also helps with retirement. Mm-hmm. Creating that income stream in retirement. And a lot of times people don't realize that, but what if you were retiring, this year? I would be so jealous because I'm still working. But I mean, if you were retiring this year and you looked at the market and your accounts were down, you're not worried because you're just going to go to the green tank and pull money out, and you make the green tank a mini pension plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really, I want to talk about that and the components of that. Because this is what we're talking about when mm-hmm. we really say that it's a green tank. So we have to break it down, right? Life insurance, whole life insurance, when we're going to structure this properly with the right insurance company, two big keys.
Yes.
We are really going to make sure that at the end of the day, the bulk of your money that you are saving to life insurance mm-hmm. is going to you.
Yes.
It's going as a living benefit. It's building cash value. It's helping grow dividends. I mean, there's a lot there. We're going to talk about it. But at the end of the day, it's a component to your financial plan where if you know I have money coming in and my financial plan says, okay, I have to have money going out to various different things, when we look at life insurance as one of those pieces, a big piece of it is, okay, how much do I have to pay, again, mm-hmm. for that minimum amount of insurance for my death benefit, and then how much can I afford to save
right.
for me to be able to start creating wealth in that green tank. And that green tank and that wealth is the driver to why I as a financial planner and you as a financial planner sit here and say, here's another good option.
Exactly. And I like what you said when you look at the cash flow, because it has to be sustainable.
Yes.
This is not just, oh, well, let's just put this in place and I hope it works. It is, this is part of wealth creation. Let's make it, I'm always a firm believer, let's take ground, hold it, mm-hmm. and then we're going to keep moving forward. You know, one of the exciting things is watching our clients use it. Mm-hmm. And I just want to give a quick example before we go into needs versus wants and all the different components. But we have one client, and they shall remain nameless on this YouTube channel and on the radio, but they bought this beautiful house. So they, you know, used their money, got into it, and then found out it was too small. So then they, this is true, and they're like, oh, well, we just found another house that we like, and that's very big. I feel like the three bears, right? One was too small, one was too big, whatever. So they found this other one, but now their money's tied up in the house they just bought. I mean, closing costs, the whole thing. They got furniture, the whole thing. So now what they did is they just said, hey, Crystal, how much money's in our green tank? And we're like, oh, you got this money. They had enough money in the green tank. They took it out and did a down payment on the house they really wanted. Then when they sold the other one, then they just refilled their green tank. But instead of being in a stressful situation, instead of saying, well, I'm just going to have to stay here, I made this mistake, we're just going to have to live in this house for however many years till we can save up to be able to move again and all the components with everything, they were able to just boop, boop, and just went on with life. It was an excellent experience for them. And it's fun being able to help walk your clients through that.
It's fun having a conversation with your clients when you have good problems to have.
Yeah.
Right? That's exactly
this is
that.
A very good problem to have. So when we start talking, G, about needs versus wants, you know, a lot of times people say, because a moment ago you talked about how much do I have to pay. And a lot of times people look at life insurance as a need product. Okay, well, I need to get this. And I totally disagree. I think it's a want product. product. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you want to accomplish? Where is it you want to go? Because then we'll put it in place. And maybe because being female, I'm very sensitive to the fact that many women do very well when they're married, they're enjoying life, and then the husband passes, there's not life insurance, and they become at the poverty level.
Yeah.
And I see that happen over and over to widows all the time. We're putting their life back together. And I always think about, you know, if you, while you're alive, you're driving the car that you want to drive, that you believe is safe for your family. Okay, it's probably not a Lamborghini or a Tesla, whatever, but it's a pretty good car. The best that you can do for your family. Probably living in the best home that you can. The kids are getting the best education that you can. But then when you pass away, we have to understand, if we haven't made plans, and it takes two people, right? The spouse is working together, everyone pulling together to make sure that we're in a safe car, safe house, safe environment, safe learning place, so that we have all the opportunities in life. If we don't plan, then when one goes away, we aren't driving in a safe car anymore. When it breaks down, do we have the resources to fix it? Can we afford the mortgage anymore? Do we have to have a forced downsizing? These are all the things, unfortunately, I've seen us walk through with our clients who came to me, not because they were a client to begin with, otherwise they would not be walking through that, who come and say, here's my pieces.
Yeah.
Well, my husband was alive. This is what I experienced. Now I've got kids to raise. I can think of a mom right now, 5 kids. Mm-hmm. Husband passed away unexpectedly, no life insurance in place, and now life insurance has proven that it really was a want thing. You have to want it, because they, not just, well, do I need to pay this? They should have thought, what do we need to put in place to make sure they can live a good lifestyle?
Yeah, and I would say this, I mean, if you're working with a financial advisor, you come and work with us, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and just only ever ask you, what do you need? I don't think that's a good thing for a financial advisor to just sit here and say, what are your needs?
What's the minimum?
Exactly. Let's meet those needs and that's the end of it. That doesn't make sense, right?
No.
We want to live in our wants. And that's not a bad thing. It's a very good thing. I think about, you know, when I retirement plan with somebody and we talk about, okay, can you afford to? Are we going to run out of money? What have you? We're never going to plan for the minimum. We want to plan for, okay, you can have the life you want to live. Life insurance does the same thing a lot of times. We're looking at how can we create wealth for you to be able to want the things you want, not just need the things you want. Like you said, a lot of times at death, the surviving spouse and the surviving family, oftentimes without proper life insurance, instantly trigger to the, okay, what do we need? Let's just make sure that we have what we need, and that's the end of it. And I don't want people to live that way. I don't want my clients to live that way. I don't want the kingdom of God to live that way.
Right.
I want us to be in a place where we can create that wealth and we can have the wants and desires. The same way you're living right now should not change just because of a horrible event like a death.
Right. And I know that we're getting a little bit off script, but I just want to deal with that, because a lot of times faith-based individuals will say, well, I just need the little bit because I'm waiting for the sweet by and by. But I'm telling you, if we can create wealth, we can have impact.
Yeah.
If there's a building that we need to buy and we have wealth, we go buy the building.
Yes.
If we want to do an apartment building so that people have homes that they can live in and we be a landlord who's just, who cares for their individuals, that we can have impact. So I don't think that it's bad that we begin to dream bigger than our present reality. That's where we get to the next level.
Absolutely. And I'll give one more practical example of this and then we can move on.
No, we're fine. This is hitting home. So.
But I was dealing with an older couple who this husband passed away extremely unexpectedly, just kind of happened, the cardiac arrest, and just got 1 minute there, 1 minute gone. Well, that individual, that husband, unbeknownst to the spouse, had a lot of financial planning in place. In fact, a lot of life insurance that was in place that the spouse at the time came to me and said, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, the pension's going away and my Social Security's going to decrease. I don't know how I'm going to live. Well, lo and behold, when we did some digging, we found a life insurance policy that was so sizable that this individual can now live the life she wants to live.
Oh, that is so cool.
And it was all because of some prudent planning. And so it goes back to what we're talking about, needs and wants. And now that individual who is in the kingdom of God and is serving the Lord can do the things God has called her to do, even in an older age, simply because she's financially free.
Love it. Let's take a 30-second break, and then we'll be back with more crystal clear finances. Although our nation is going back to work and the market is responding, how do you personally build your business, recover your investments, and restore positive cash flow? Evaluating the financial impact of COVID with a certified financial planner from Crystal Clear Finances can help identify strengths and recognize stress fractures within your financial plan. These critical insights can provide guidance, and with the right adjustments, you can confidently experience personal financial recovery. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and experience confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I am here with George Amador III. And yes, G, I will say it that way every time. I just love how that rolls. So, hey, so we've been talking about life insurance. We're talking about strategies for savings is really what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And we're trying to remove the stigma from life insurance and help people realize, hey, yes, it's a death benefit for when you're gone, but boy, is there a living benefit while you're alive and the good that can come from it. Mm-hmm. And right before the break, we talked about the fact needs versus wants, and that life insurance is actually a want vehicle,
yes,
not a need. Don't just look at it as, well, this is what I need to do. Crystal and G said I had to do it. We need to be excited with it. So let's talk about it. How excited do you get when all of a sudden you get that quote-unquote bill premium notice in the mail? A lot of times people get concerned because how much it costs, they don't understand. Hey, maybe you can touch some of that. Why don't you dive into that?
Yeah, and that's really, I think, a huge, huge misconception to all of this. And we've said this a million times, but we're really going to dive into it here. When you talk about saving for life insurance, I like to use the word saving for life insurance because it doesn't have to be a cost. In fact, if structured the right way, sometimes it's never an actual cost. And I'll kind of explain what I mean. You know, when you look specifically at life insurance, we've talked about this a bunch. Term insurance, pure insurance, definitely a cost. I'm paying an expense to have insurance, and if I outlive that term, then it has cost me something for throughout my life to have that coverage, to have that protection.
Right.
In a permanent insurance policy, when structured the right way with the right company, we can actually build a policy to where after 10, 20, 30 years, you can actually, seriously, this is not a lie, access all of the money you have put in.
Now, I'm just going to have you say that again because people are saying, no, it's not. Go ahead.
I'm really serious. I've done this enough times to know you have as well, that in permanent insurance, when structured the right way with the right insurance company, you're actually able, it may take 10 years, 15, 20 years, where we can build a policy in such a way that you can access 100% of what you have put into that policy. That is really, really key. And let me ask you, if you put any amount of money away for a 10-year, 15-year period of time, but then could access all of that money after that period, did it really cost you anything? You really have to think about that, and here's why I say that. And I know some of our elite students out there are going to say time value of money and how do we invest, and I'm going to touch on that. But I really want people to understand that I don't really see it as an implicit cost. I see this as another savings account that I have access to. When I put my money in the bank, I know that I have access to it.
Right.
I know that I can go to the bank and get it. But in 10 to 15 years from now, if interest rates stay where they are currently, and we would anticipate that they probably will for a period of time, well, I actually won't be able to access all of my money due to a thing called inflation, right? And inflation, essentially cost of living, if my money's worth a dollar today but 50 cents 10 years from now, I don't get to access all of my money, and the bank hasn't done a good enough job to make sure that my dollar equals a dollar 10 years from now. Life insurance, however, when, again, structured the right way, can do exactly that and sometimes more. We're looking to get a competitive rate of return, competitive against the green tank, competitive against the savings vehicles, in order for us to, if anything, maintain that inflation. So yes, for the first 10 years, as I put my money into the account, maybe I can't access 100% tomorrow or in 5 years from now, but in 10 years from now, with growth in my insurance policy, with me building my cash value, if I can go back and get everything I put in plus more, then it didn't cost me anything. The only thing it cost me was the time it took over that period to get my account there, which, again, if it was sitting at the bank, you wouldn't get. So it would have cost you time and money, and now you're losing opportunity. So that's a really big thing. I know there was a lot there, but that's a really big thing I want to stress because, again, we're able to, if I can access more than I had, it's not a real cash flow outlay to me. And in fact, I can actually access all of my money, and now I have more than I put in.
Yeah. So to me, that's like a mic drop moment. Because when you look at that, a lot of times they'll say, well, I've got to pay term insurance, but I'm only going to pay a little bit. And they focus on the $100 or whatever it was that they paid for the term insurance, not realizing that you're never going to be able to use that while you're alive. Mm. So the insurance company's winning. You're literally saying every year, here's more money. Oops, I lived, we're really glad that you lived. Let me just say that. But we have to realize that that really was a cost. Mm. That was something you cannot get back.
Yeah.
But when we become strategic, I always look at this, G, I don't like to give away a dollar.
Yeah.
Because when you give away a dollar, you give away not only that dollar, but everything that dollar could have made for you.
Yep.
So if I'm giving money away for term, and again, I want to be careful because I had term. Yep. I needed term when my kids were little.
Sure.
I needed a boatload of coverage. I had a house. I had all this stuff. And I needed to make sure that if I passed away, my kids could be raised and go to college, that type of thing.
Yep.
So term has its place. But just understand, yes, if you're in that mindset where you're wrestling, you're like, well, life insurance is just an expense, so I'm going to pick the least expensive product. You're looking at it wrong, because with strategy, as long as their cash flow is good, with strategy, being able, like you said, using that whole life policy, now you can put it in, and I love this part, we can say, here's when you break even, here's when now what you put money in and you get double the amount of growth in your account, and here's this, and we're not even talking IULs and all these other fancy ones that are really green tanks attached to yellow tanks, which we're not going there. We're just doing the nice, steady Eddie whole life policy that we're talking about.
Yeah.
I really think that it doesn't cost you in the end, because
No.
you've created a savings account that actually works for you.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's really, really key. And the other thing that I'll say to this too is, again, we're talking about what's the purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so individuals, different people have different purposes.
Yes.
And just like you said, at a point in time in your life, the purpose of insurance for you was protection.
Oh, absolutely.
The purpose of insurance was, I need this term policy. Individuals come to me and say, hey, I just got a house, I have a mortgage, I have student loans, I have car loans, I have credit card debt, I have all of this debt, and if I pass away yesterday, my family cannot afford this. Okay, well, in that case, maybe we do need to go get term insurance right away.
Oh,
and if that's the case, great, let's go ahead and take care of that need, and let's start to be able to build to a place where we can go to whole life. And if that's the case, and when we get there, we can. For other individuals, it's more of maybe the house is almost paid off, or maybe my kids are out of college already, and now I'm going to retire in 20 years and I don't have a pension, or I don't know if my 401k is going to just do enough by itself. What are some other options? Well, now I need to replace income if I pass away. Now I need to make sure that my kids and maybe grandkids, if you're lucky, are able to leave a legacy to them.
Right.
Well, now permanent insurance, whole life insurance is usable. And again, it's not even just usable for just the death benefit.
I love this part.
Right?
Go ahead. Yes.
Now it's about, I can use the money too.
Yeah.
And that's really key. When we talk about building wealth and being able to have money that's set aside for today, tomorrow, and then when I pass away, I think it just, you know, is a grand slam when life insurance, especially whole life, works in your situation.
Oh yeah, living benefits and death benefits.
Yep.
And we just got to get used to realizing there can be both instead of just saying there's one. I did want to make one comment on what you said about the term insurance. A lot of times too, we'll have individuals who it's just a cash flow issue. The money's just so tight. So a lot of times what we can do is help get a term policy, and it locks in their insurability that says, okay, while you're healthy now, let's kind of just lock that insurability in. Let's get the coverage. And then as God blesses, as things start, you know, breaking loose for you, then we'll convert it over into this next policy, and we begin stair steps.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, let's take this step. And a lot of times, you know, people will say, well, when I have the resources, when I have X amount of dollars that I can save, then I'll start putting a plan together. But I am a firm believer, when you can take one step, take the step, and then hold that ground. Then again, you're going to take the next step. So whether the first step is term
Yeah.
Maybe then we take that. But again, with the goal being, how do we make this so that it creates you wealth? So I want to make sure that I had pointed on that. And the other area that we kind of skipped over, I want to circle back to,
sure,
is flexibility versus the rigidness of term. Let's talk about that as far as when we're concerned about how much things cost.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, we've talked a lot about this. When you build kind of life insurance, there is a cost to life insurance at the mm-hmm. beginning. And, you know, with term or sometimes some other permanent policies, there's always going to be this cost of the insurance at the beginning, right? And mm-hmm. so I have to know that there's an amount of money I have to pay for the amount of insurance
right.
I'm purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
However, with term, that's where it stops, right? I have to figure that out. With a whole life policy or more permanent insurances most of the time, now we can add the flexibility in.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, if I'm in a position where I know that, again, total examples, not quoting any
right, yes.
amounts here, but if I know that I could get, you know, $100,000 of permanent whole life for $1,000 a year, maybe you're young, single, healthy, you could get mm-hmm. something like that, who knows, right? So it, just as an example, for $1,000 for $100,000 of insurance, that's my cost.
Right.
But let's say I can afford more than $1,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I want to put more money aside than that and start building this green tank. Here's where the flexibility comes
yep.
in. Right now I'm able to use more dollars through paid up additions, and we don't have to get
yeah.
into all the nitty gritty. We can do that with you one-on-one, but we can additionally purchase more. We can add basically a savings account now.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond the $1,000, let's say I could put a total of $3,000 or $4,000 into my policy per year if that's what I could afford. Well, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to be able to not just add the $1,000 for the cost, but now I'm going to put most of my money or the bulk of my money not to my premium, not to my cost, but rather to my safe account, my savings vehicle, my green tank that is going to be able to be used for growth. For later in life, when I need to pull it out, by the way, tax-free, next week we're going to talk all about
yeah.
how it's tax-free, and really be able to leverage the money that I'm putting in for something later in life, that gives me the flexibility. Whole life gives me that flexibility to pick and choose, hey, this is affordable, hey, this is affordable, whatever line that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think of a client who I have who is in the real estate business.
Right.
And their commission or their earnings
right.
essentially changes all the time. Sometimes it's really good and housing industry is great. Sometimes
yep.
it's not so good. Well, this individual needs to have the flexibility in place to where, hey, if I don't sell as many houses this year as I thought,
mm-hmm.
I can put X amount of dollars in my policy.
Exactly.
And you know what? If the market's doing exceptionally well and I'm selling a ton of houses, now I can put even more in.
Yeah.
The cool part about it is we can build that flexibility in so that way you can meet your goals and needs. And by the way, on the way out does the same thing. I can take as much or as little as I need to out. Next week is all about that. But we're really talking about that flexibility is a huge piece to the mm-hmm. to the life insurance plan.
And I think a lot of times, just to sum that up too, is that people will look at term and they'll say, well, because it's so small, then this is what I'm going to go for. But understand, because they have pulled everything off and because it doesn't have that savings account component, it's just raw insurance, you miss the payment.
Mm.
The insurance company wins
because
yeah. they say, so sorry, Charlie, you have now missed what the deadline was. You didn't keep the agreement in place. They get to keep all the money. There's nothing for you.
Yeah.
So the flexibility is very hard on a term policy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at the time already. We have gone through yet another program and radio program together. So I just want to encourage our listeners that if you like what you hear and you want to hear more, then give our office a call at 518-433-7181, or you can contact us online at crystalclearfinances.com at our website. You know, finances shouldn't be confusing, and you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. Let us show you how. Give us a call. Thank you. And God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.